This weekend, for the first time in Wisconsin, children as young as 8 will compete in amateur boxing tournaments. That privilege, or punishment, depending on who's got the better technique, had been reserved for boxers 14 years and older in the state. But are 8-year-olds too young to box? The new rule has hardened opinions on both sides. From member station WUWM in Milwaukee, Marty Michelson reports.
On a recent Saturday morning, about 40 people are packed into a gymnasium on Milwaukee's south side. Many are children, training for this weekend's Junior Olympics boxing tournament. They range in age from 8 to 18 and are each stationed at a punching bag. The kids cheer as they prepare for the fight.
Pound for pound.
Johnny Luna is 8 years old and has been training for months. He says he boxes partly to protect himself from bullies.
Because sometimes I get in fights at school, and then we have to go to the office for fighting.
In the corner of the room, Johnny's mother, Teresa Norman, is watching. She says she's not worried about Johnny being hurt, because like all the kids here, he wears protective gear, including helmets, gloves, cups, and mouth guards. Norman thinks this is a safe environment for him.
Plus, they teach him very well here, and if there's any trouble, they stop the bouts immediately.
As many as 75 children will participate in the tournament. Nearly half of them are girls. One of them is 10-year-old Valerie Perez, who says she draws inspiration from Muhammad Ali and his daughter, boxer Layla Ali.
I'm training because I want to be a champion. If I don't be stuck home doing nothing, like I want to join in sport.
Andre Sherrard is one of the coaches and says the contest will be regulated by USA Boxing, the national governing body of amateur tournaments. He says the rules are designed to protect the boxers.
The younger kids, they fight a minute per round. The older kids that are 15 and up, they fight a minute and a half to 2 minutes per round. The older guys, which are the 18-year-olds, they fight 4 2-minute rounds. One of the major rules is not to hit behind the head.
Sherrard says boxing teaches discipline, confidence, and anger management. But Reginald Washington, a doctor with the American Academy of Pediatrics, says the group opposes boxing for children of any age.
It's the only sport that the rules suggest that you must injure your opponent to win. And you injure your opponent primarily with head blows. And the Academy feels very strongly there's no redeeming value to that type of activity.
Washington says doctors occasionally see kids in the emergency rooms with severe head injuries from boxing. But the parents and coaches here argue that for these children, the benefits of boxing outweigh any drawbacks. For NPR News, I'm Marty Michelson in Milwaukee.
22 minutes before the hour.